This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said Tuesday she backs Israel's right to defend itself hours after Israel's airstrike on a Beirut apartment building.
And I unequivocally support Israel's right to remain secure and to defend the security of Israel. What we know in particular is, yes, it has the right to defend itself against the terrorist organization, which is exactly what Hezbollah is.
Israel has said the strike was aimed at a Hezbollah commander allegedly behind the deaths of 12 youths in a weekend rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. Criticism of Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro is mounting after electoral authorities declared him the victor in a presidential election that the opposition claims to have won by a landslide. Details from VOA's Scott Walterman.
Thousands of ardent opposition supporters gathered on Tuesday outside the United Nations offices in the capital, Caracas, to celebrate what they say was an electoral victory by opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez. Maduro's allies, meanwhile, appeared on national television to accuse opposition leaders of being fascists. The opposition says it has more than 84% of Sunday's voter precinct tally sheets, and they show Gonzalez won by more than double Maduro's votes. The opposition is urging its supporters to remain calm and gather peacefully. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Australia's foreign minister says a recent defense deal between North Korea and Russia is destabilizing and risky for the world. The foreign minister, Penny Wong, made the comments Tuesday after visiting a tense border village shared by North and South Korea. Wong has condemned North Korea's extended run of missile tests that she said threatened regional security. In June, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a pact